They told me, go get a lawyer.
You know what you were charged with?
False statements.
A challenging client for a law firm.
Is this a retainer agreement that you signed?
I never saw this.
Is that your signature, Miss Eckler?
Now this lawyer's in a fight.
I'm usually very sympathetic with attorneys.
To keep his fee.
She filed a complaint against you with the Bar Association for not returning her money.
Judge Judy.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. This is Judge Judy.
Sandra Eckler is suing attorney Eric Jensen for the money she paid him to represent her after she was charged with filing a false police report.
Order. All rise. Case number 588 on the calendar in the matter of Eckler versus Jensen.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Judge Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Ma'am, have a seat, please.
Miss Eckler, you retained Mr. Jensen, who is an attorney, to represent you in a criminal proceeding.
Yes.
And the criminal proceeding, I gather, emanated from the fact that you placed a call to the police reporting something that had to do with your daughter.
Yes. What happened is my daughter was missing about a couple years. And I hired a private investigator, and they found her. And I went there with somebody else to see if I could see her. And I banged on a door next to the property where she was supposed to be. And the man told me that there was a lot of girls in there.
You mean there were a lot of girls in there for the purpose of trafficking?
Trafficking, yes. So I called 911, and I said to the police officer, I believe my daughter's in there. And can you help me? And he just yelled at me and told me, get away. So I didn't know what to do, so we got back in the car. We were scared, and we left. And after that, I was going around trying to find an apartment, and the lady said to me I had criminal papers against me. And I was, like, scared. I never had criminal papers. And they told me to go get a lawyer. So
you know what you were charged with, Ms. Eckler?
False statements. The police officer went into the district and filed false statements against me because they didn't want me back in that area where my daughter is.
Okay. And how did you find Mr. Eckler?
In the Yellow Pages. I can't see too good, so I don't have an internet.
On what date did you see him? What date, Mr. Jensen, did you see Ms. Eckler?
Mrs. Eckler came into my office on November 13th of last year, Your Honor, and retained me to represent her.
Okay. And how many lawyers are there in the firm?
We have four full-time attorneys, and we have several part-time, Your Honor.
Are you a partner in the firm?
Yes. I'm in Philadelphia.
You're in Pennsylvania?
Absolutely.
Okay. You have the same rules as most jurisdictions. When you sign a retainer agreement with somebody, you lay out the costs per hour of you and your associate, somebody who works the fax machine and paralegals and all of those other
things. That's correct, Judge.
I'd like to see the retainer agreement that Ms. Eckler signed.
Sure.
Okay, this is what the case is about. Ms. Eckler wants her money back that she paid you. She paid you $3,500. $2,500 on the first day, is that correct?
Yes.
On that was on the 13th. When did you pay him the other $1,000?
The next day I had to wire another one over to him.
Okay, and this does not outline, Mr. Jensen, what your hourly bill is.
It does, Your Honor.
Well, wait, you show me where.
If you look at the second page.
Yes.
And you go towards the bottom, it's $350 an hour.
You're talking about here?
No, Your Honor, I'm talking on the bottom. At first, Your Honor, in the first page, it's a flat fee agreement on the top.
It's a flat?
That's
it says that for $2,500, you will do a preliminary hearing.
That's correct, flat fee.
And then for another $1,000, I don't know what this says, surrender and book?
Yeah, she had a bench warrant.
Just a second.
Sure.
Surrender and book is $1,000.
That's correct.
Okay, and so if she had a bench warrant, on what date did you go to court with her to surrender?
I'm sorry.
Go ahead. On what date?
Your Honor, that was my associate, and she was surrendered on November 28th of last year.
Okay. And is this the associate?
Yes, Your Honor. She's an excellent attorney, Your Honor.
Full-time. I don't know that, but you went to court with her.
Yes.
Just a minute. Step up. Tell me your name.
Kim Keenan.
Kim, you work for a firm that has four full-time lawyers and two part-time lawyers, and you are supposed to generate a certain amount of income, I assume. You get a salary?
I'm paid by the hour.
You're paid by the hour as a full-time employee? Is that what you're telling me?
Yes.
Okay. And what do you receive as compensation per hour from the firm?
So to go into court, $25 an hour.
Your in-court fee that you are paid by the firm is $25 an hour.
Correct.
And how many hours did you spend surrendering the plaintiff, because that was the only appearance so far that was made, surrender and booking of the plaintiff. How many hours did you spend? Don't look at a piece of paper. I'm asking you a question. How many hours did you spend for surrendering and booking the plaintiff?
I would say about 2 hours.
Okay, so $50.
Right.
And for that surrender and booking, and that was the only contact you had with her, and setting a date with the court for the next hearing.
With Ms. Eckler?
Yes.
I talked to her several times before we went to court.
How many times did you call her?
Probably about 4 times.
And how much time did you spend on the phone with her that you documented on your record, because you get paid by the hour?
Before that date, about half an hour total.
So $12.50. Because you get $25
right.
an hour.
Mm-hmm.
So far we have $62.50. You spent 2 hours with her in court and a half hour with her on the phone.
Right.
And for, according to you, Mr. Jensen,
that's correct.
You charged her $1,000 for that appearance.
For that day.
For that appearance. You charged her $1,000. That's
day.
A pretty good return on your money.
Well, Judge,
you pay
have-
the lawyer $62.50 and you charge the client $1,000. Listen, she paid it. She turned herself in, you got a date. That was the fee. The next charge, Mr. Jensen,
mm-hmm.
is for $2,500 for a preliminary hearing.
That's correct, Your Honor.
Did you conduct a preliminary hearing? The answer is yes or no.
No.
Did you, Mr. Jensen, conduct a preliminary hearing?
We attempted to,
no.
Your Honor.
The answer is no, because the client had already told you she was going to hire another lawyer.
At the very last minute,
just
that's
a second.
Correct.
She already told you she was going to hire another lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
Your response in your answer was that because you were cautious and because your firm had already put in a notice of appearance in the case, you sent an associate again on the return date. You sent an associate again to make certain that she had had counsel because
that's
you
correct.
Have a notice of appearance.
That's correct.
That's fine. Is this the associate that you sent?
Yes, Your Honor.
Great. And when you got there, how much time did you spend? Answer my question.
Probably about an hour.
1 hour. And when you got there, what you found out was there was no police officer.
Right.
So the judge dismissed the case.
That's correct.
Correct?
That's correct.
You didn't have to do anything. You didn't say anything. So far, we have $62.50 and $25. $87.50. Now, you spoke to the plaintiff, Mr. Jensen, when mm-hmm. she came into your office, because
that's
you
correct.
Say you were the one who prepared this rather loosey-goosey retainer fee.
It's a very
I think it's a loosey-goosey retainer fee. It doesn't tell what your hourly rate
it
is.
It does say it, in Your
Honor,
on the second page. It
Sir,
says 350, but it's a flat
fee. If you're
agreement.
Trying to tell me that you charge $350 an hour,
yes.
Excuse me, $3,500 an hour, not $350. $350 would be okay.
$350 an hour is what we charge for
just
our time.
Just a second. That doesn't say that here. One says $3,500. The other one says something, but it was changed.
On the bottom, Your Honor, we bill at $350 an hour, and we bill for our paralegals $100 an hour.
Just a second. She's not a paralegal.
That's correct.
She's a lawyer who
that's
you
correct.
Pay $25 an hour to. Listen to me very
that's,
carefully, sir, because this goes to your counterclaim. At most, if you spent how much time with the plaintiff, you personally,
sure.
when she came in to see you, how much time did you spend with her?
Judge, I have about 4.5 hours worth of billable time on
no,
this case.
No, that's not what I asked you.
That's right.
What I asked you was, mm-hmm. how much time did you spend with the plaintiff?
I spent the first time I met with her about
yes.
3/4 hour the first time.
Okay. Let's say 1 hour.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever see her again?
Your Honor, I talked to her repeatedly on the phone, but I did not see
just
her again.
Just a second. So the answer is you did not see her, you only spoke to her again on the phone. And on what dates did you speak to her on the phone?
11/16, Judge, I spoke with
11/16,
her.
11/16, For how long?
For 0.2 of an hour.
Keep going.
And then, Your Honor, on 11/16, I spoke with the police about the case to verify the issues.
Just a second. What was the name of the officer you spoke to?
Officer from the Marcus Police.
Fine.
They're very good police.
And how long did you speak to Officer?
0.3 of an hour, Your Honor.
Keep going.
And then on 12/5, there was a fax letter from our client and a phone call with my client that took about a half hour.
1 hour so far total. Keep going.
Then, Your Honor, on 12/8, I reviewed the documentation that she sent over, protection from abuse that she had filed against her daughter, other documents, things that were relevant for me to know. And that was about 0.6 of an hour, Your Honor.
An hour and a half. What else?
On January 5th, when I talked to her, this was shortly before the trial date coming up, I spent almost 3/4 of an hour, 0.7.
Is that the time that she told you she was hiring another lawyer?
At the end of the conversation.
Fine.
After I suggested
this. 2 hours at $350 an hour is $700.
And there's
and $700, and so far $87.50 her rate. Wow. What I'm suggesting to you is, sir, you should have returned $2,500 of her money.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
If you were a smart lawyer and you really felt as if she had mental health issues, that it wasn't a case of trafficking,
right,
you should have given her money back and said, you know what? Sometimes you win, sometimes you lose.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Sandra Eckler says attorney Eric Jensen owes for the return of his fee. Eric is countersuing for malicious prosecution.
Now, you did not do a preliminary hearing. You did not go to court with her. You sent a $25 an hour associate to go to court with her. And the second time that the associate went after she had discharged you, the case was dismissed without a preliminary hearing. You should have been smart and returned her $2,500. You want to keep $1,000 for your trouble. You're entitled to keeping $1,000 for your trouble.
Judge.
Your time was 2 hours in total. That's what I just got. $350 an hour if I buy all of the conversations.
Wow.
0.2 of an hour, 0.3 of an hour, whatever it was, I get to a whole 2 hours worth of your time.
Wow.
2 hours worth of your time, and all you really did, sir, all you really did was go send an associate to set a date for a hearing. That's all that happened. You may have spoken to a police officer for 0.3 of an hour, gone over some case. What I'm telling you is you didn't complete the task because
Judge,
there was never a preliminary
this
hearing.
This was much more complicated than you're letting on, Your Honor. If you look at the boiling down of the hours like an egg, you might come to that conclusion. But may I assert respectfully, Judge, that this lady, our client, Mrs. Eckler, had previously 8 times made complaints to the police about her daughter being in bondage and having all these other issues. The police were fed up, basically. They decided to contact her daughter again and said, listen, she's made 8 complaints between April and September. And Your Honor, they said to the daughter, what would you like to do? Because every time she makes the complaint about you being in bondage against your, being held against your will. So they charged her. The daughter came in, she filled out an affidavit. I spoke to the police officer, and the police officer and I had this interesting conversation, which he said,
what, don't tell me what he said. You know you can't tell me what the police officer said to her. What I'm telling you is you're an attorney.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're an attorney. You're an attorney.
Mm-hmm.
And if what you're coming away with is that the client has mental health issues, then what you do is you were protective. You sent your associate there. The police never showed up and the case was dismissed.
But Judge, you're ignoring, or you haven't heard yet. You haven't been generous to listen, and I ask you to be
that. Well, you can't talk to me about hearsay, sir. You're a lawyer.
I understand.
You can't tell me what the police told you.
Judge, what we had worked out, and I talked, and this is when Mrs. Eckler got upset with me, as I suggested that the case would be dropped if she would be willing to take some anger management.
Right.
And she said no, and I said, that's okay. She got very upset with me.
Right.
And then, of course, what happened at that point is she said she wanted to get another attorney who charged the same $2,500 fee that I did, wrote one letter, and never went into court.
Just a second. That's not your problem.
I understand.
That's not your problem. You see, Mr. Jensen, either one of two things happened. I'm usually very sympathetic with attorneys, but either one of two things happened.
Yep.
Either you should have, after you spoke to the police, come away with the fact that either Ms. Eckert was having a mental issue.
And I think the police were sensitive.
Just a sec.
Sure.
That she was having a mental issue or she was not having a mental issue. And whether her daughter came into the police station to file an affidavit or not, clearly Miss Eckert had not been in touch with her daughter for a long time.
That's true.
That may have been her daughter's choice. They may have been not her daughter's choice. She wasn't convinced of that. But you as an attorney had those are the only two options.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Either one of two things is true. Either you believe that her daughter is a victim of human trafficking, or you think that she has mental health issues. And if you think that she has mental health issues, then you took advantage of her.
That's not true, Your Honor.
I don't care what you think.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Sandra Eckler has accused attorney Eric Jensen of failing to return his unused fee.
Okay, either your client had mental issues or your client did not have mental issues, and maybe there was something to the fact that her daughter was being held against her will, although possibly capable of going into the police after a long period of time and signing an affidavit. What I'm telling you is she discharged you.
At the end, yes.
She discharged you. And at the time that she discharged you, the most that you had spent on this case, giving you all kinds of latitude, was $1,000. She wanted her other $2,500 back. And what I'm telling you is, if you were a smart lawyer and you really felt as if she had mental health issues, that it wasn't a case of trafficking, you should have given her money back and said, you know what? Sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. I'm not out any money. I'm paying her $25 an hour.
Judge, there's more to her compensation package than what we're talking about
what
here.
What she says she earns is $25.
On this particular case, that's true.
What she says she earns from your firm is $25 an hour.
That's now for the hourly for this case. That's correct, Your Honor.
That's what she said she earned because you have a counterclaim, and your counterclaim is that she filed a complaint against you with the Bar Association for not returning her money. For not working what?
Oh, I would like to show you this.
What?
On the internet.
No, don't tell me what this is. First tell me what it is, and then I'll see if I'll look.
Well, it's on the internet about him, where he took a lot of people's money and never got them back.
I'm not interested in that.
He's crooked.
I'm not interested
in that. Objection.
I'm not interested. Listen to me. I'm not interested in that.
Judge,
I'm not interested in somebody else's complaint about him. And I want you to pay careful attention, Miss Eckert.
I am very well.
Very good. You have to pay him for his time. At most, he earned $1,000.
Not really.
Well, I don't care what you think.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Want justice? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Now, at most, you spent time with him in his office.
A half an hour.
Just a second. You spent time with him in his office. You spoke to him on the phone. He spoke to the police and he sent an associate. So that's worth $1,000. You don't think so? That's too bad. That's too bad. But he did not complete a preliminary hearing, which was on his retainer.
Judge, on the front page there, do you see that it says a fixed fee on that?
Listen to me very carefully, sir.
I do all the time.
Listen to me very carefully. I'm telling you, you made a mistake. Either one of two things is true. Either you believe that her daughter is a victim of human trafficking, as she suggests, or you think that she has mental health issues. And if you think that she has mental health issues, then you took advantage of her.
That's not true, Your Honor, because there's an opportunity.
I'm telling you, if
Judge,
you think, if you think, listen to me, I'm a lawyer. I've been a trained lawyer for 50 years. When I looked over this thing very briefly, because I don't get the evidence before, it was confusing to me. What it looked like was, if you did a preliminary hearing, it's $2,500 for booking and surrendering her on the warrant was $1,000. Well, that you did, but you didn't do a preliminary hearing. You should have returned her money. Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $2,500. Counterclaims dismissed. We're done.
Thank you so much.
Parties are excused. They step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
We did spend a lot of time on this case.
No, that's not true.
We bent over backwards to serve this later.
When I went in to see him, I saw him for a half an hour.
The way that I was cast in this matter certainly doesn't reflect the quality of the work that we provide.
I came here because I knew I would get done better here than in where I live at.